After getting dominated on the road in a 45-0 loss at Magnolia last week, the Hot Springs Trojans look to bounce back Friday night when Texarkana travels to the Spa City. On a hot streak, Jesseville clawed back from a two-score deficit not once, but twice, for a 28-27 win over Centerpoint last week. The Lions look for their fourth consecutive conference win when the team travels to Fouts Friday night. I'm sports reporter Christian Collins, and I spoke with Jesseville head coach TJ Burke about his team's game on Friday. You'll also hear the voice of sports editor James Lee, who spoke with Hot Springs head coach Daryl Burnett about how the Trojans look to bounce back against the Razorbacks. This is Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the Sentinel Records Sports Department.
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I can't complain.
So, how do you feel about Texarkana?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, but I guess that's a crazy response, but I always feel good at you. You know, I guess it's just the mindset of wanting to win and being used to win. But, man, we had a good practice. Energy was through the roof. Execution was good. Feel good, man. You know, kids understand the situation at hand. Make wins. Slowly put yourself in the playoffs. And then the next few games, you take care of yourself. Whether you finish first or you finish third. I mean, I guess you say tie for first place, third place, fourth. You know, so it's a lot of stuff still in limbo, and you just got to take care of the main thing. Win on Friday.
I know last week was kind of rough. How do you feel like, you know, the guys are going to bounce back from that?
Well, it's just, yeah, you can just kind of pick, you can kind of see what type of energy they got, what type of focus they got, type of leadership you have. Man, we came in on Sunday, they had great energy. The same thing, you know, on Monday, you know, Tuesday was a little up and down, but then today was through the roof. So our kids showed that on Sunday when they showed back through the facility, man, one open, one pout. They understood their mistakes, understood, you know, the eye discipline problem, understood, you know, the execution problems, embraced it, accepted it, and been working hard this week. So it's just all about finishing. You know, the thing we asked them to do, man, is compete and play hard on Friday, and everything else will take care of yourself.
Yeah. What do you think was the problem last week?
We came out driving the ball real good. It was still off. You know, like I've been saying all year, just finishing. Came out on defense. They had one good run. Then we got on 4th and 7. Gave up a pass, you know, not finishing. Came back, threw a deep ball. Oh, it was running off and fumble, not finished. You know, came back, you know, underthrew a ball a little bit, wide open, didn't finish that throw, came back the next drive. You know, it's just so, when it boils down to it, it's just you didn't finish. You didn't execute. You didn't do the things you're supposed to do to win the ball game, and it showed when you play against a team that's been in the playoffs the last 4 or 5 years, and then it even shines a little bit brighter when you playing that type of offense, and you know everybody's in the right position, and you just take one guy out to get the pitch, and then it's a 30-yard run, or I take two guys on the quarterback and then pitch, and it's a 60-yard run. So just finishing in the little things, man, is always key. No matter how good you are, no matter how bad you are, you're trying to win. You're trying to win big ball games.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to be the key to this week's game?
Really the mindset. You know, your individual, you know, it's a team sport. But, man, when we talk about the individual basis, every guy has the ability and got to have the right mindset to do their job. That's all the time you should think as an individual basis. And then also just your individual mindset, you know, when you step out on the field, you know, do you hope you're going to win? Are you expecting someone else to get you going? Or do you actually come out there and you expect to win? You expect to be good? You've thought about it all week, you know, the success you're going to have. So it's not the X and O's. Yes, we do got to execute all day. Yes, we do got to tackle. Yes, we do got to prevent the deep ball. Yes, we do got to score when you red zone. Yes, we do got to capitalize off turnover. But, man, it's the mental stuff. Because when you look at it, when you win, you either win big or you lose it big. That boils down to the mental state. You know, what's your approach to doing the right thing to win? So my biggest thing is coming out and have some early success, man. And it's an all or nothing game for them. You know, because, you know, they got the Queen and the Hope, you know, which Hope will be a good competition too. But, you know, they know if they win, they pretty much ride in there as a fourth seed. So it's a lot of things at stake, man. But
yeah. Is there anybody on their side that y'all are really having to key in on or looking to key in on, or is it going to be a little bit of everybody?
Man, they always have speed. So, you know, that's the thing that always stands out, you know, whether it's defense, the line, whether it's receivers, running backs. But they got three guys that kind of stands out, man. Their quarterback is elusive, can make plays with his feet. They got a running back in number two to get a good job against Magnolia. When they played against Magnolia, pretty much big guy downhill. They got defensive tackle at number 99, man. And so anytime you wear that number, anytime you're wide and low and you play, you got to be good. So those three guys kind of stood out on film. So our biggest thing is all 11 guys working together. You know, and if you got 11 guys working together, man, you know how it is. It don't matter if you got that one superstar, if you got three of them, team that works together and grind hard and finish drive and do the little things, going to win.
Yeah. So how are y'all doing health-wise this week? I mean, obviously, you know, 7 weeks in, you got bumps and bruises and everything, but overall, how are y'all looking and feeling?
Man, we're good. We're good. You know, Deshaun Roberts is still out on the receiver, so he'll be out until next week. But, man, other than that, man, everybody else is healthy. You know how it go, man. Then when you deal with health, when you deal with later on in the year and season, like I said, you'll have your nicks and bruises, your bangs, you know, the injuries here and there. They still got to fight the COVID issue and everything that's going around. So, pretty much healthy, man. So, thing about football, you got to load up the guys you got, roll up your sleeves, and go compete. That's the biggest thing. So,
yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Man, I appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you.
Coach, let's just go ahead and look at your opponent, Falk. You know, what challenges will they bring against your team?
So they bring several challenges. They're, from what they've shown on film, they're able to run and pass the ball. So we're going to have to be able to stop the run and make them throw it. And then when we make them throw it, we've got to be able to cover all the guys in the secondary.
Yeah, you know, after the center point game, you talked to me about some miscommunication in your secondary and mental mistakes. How have you tried to address those things so far this week?
Well, we've done that through practice. We've talked about communication and making sure our eyes are in the right spot in the secondary.
Yeah, and you know, what does Falk look like on the defensive side of the ball, and kind of what's the key to success on offense against them?
They got some big guys on the interior up front, and we've got to be able to control the line of scrimmage and make sure that we can stay balanced for running and passing. You know, we got to be able to move the ball on the ground and then get them to add people to the box, and then we can throw it over the top of them.
Yeah, and that was actually exactly my next question. Throughout the season, you stressed to me the importance of being balanced on offense. Just how important is that, especially against Falk?
Well, as we get deeper in the season, it's more important because if you're heavy run oriented, there's going to be more people in the box, and it's going to become harder to run. So we've got to be able to keep people on their toes and keep them off the line of scrimmage with so many bodies, and be able to throw it over the top of them when they come up.
And you know, how's the health of your team looking heading into Friday night?
Right now, we're healthy. We're missing maybe one, but I think he may be back on Friday night. So we should be full health going into it.
Yeah, and after the win against Centerpoint, you told me about the momentum it would carry through this last stretch of conference games. How important is it to keep that momentum going?
It's very important. You can't have a letdown game after that. can't let that be the high point of the season, because there's a lot left to play for, and we can't let that one win be the focal point of the rest of the season. We've got to move past that, and we've talked about that with our team.
Yeah, you know, are there any leaders on your team that are kind of giving that message too? You know, I'm sure it's not just the coaches, but who are kind of the leaders that are stepping up for this final stretch of games?
Honestly, it's our entire senior class. They understand that these opportunities don't come very often, and that they've got only just a few opportunities left to play. So it's really the whole senior class has kind of stepped up and taken that leadership role and kind of modeling that for our younger guys.
Thanks for tuning into our episode previewing a couple of exciting games featuring Garland County teams. You can also find accompanying preview stories in the Sentinel Record on our website and app. Our next episode will be released Sunday, October 24th, as James and I will run through a scoreboard show recapping the week's action. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to this podcast to have it delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available.